Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Erica. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quasi assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Yes, I was trying to start an unemployment claim.
Okay, and can I have your social?
534-944-5553.
That's
534-944-5553.
That's what I have, sir. I'm sorry. Can I get you to verify your name and date of birth?
Kenneth Elston, August 3rd, 1982.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
Is English your preferred language?
Yes.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
What's your highest grade you completed?
12.
Mother's maiden name?
Jeanette Smith.
Do you have driver's license?
Non-driver's license.
And can I get you to verify your ID number?
ID. It is 10557-04.
Okay. If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking or savings account or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. Which would you prefer?
The Vantage card.
The prepaid card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payment. And there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. Can I get you to verify your mailing address?
631 Bruce Street, Oxford, Alabama.
And your zip?
36203.
Is your home address different from your mailing address?
No.
Has your address changed since the last time you filed?
No.
I get you to verify your phone number.
256-240-1154.
Okay. I have your mailing address as 631 Bruce Street, Oxford, Alabama, 36203.
Yes.
It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Question 1. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 215 Elk River Shores Drive, 2464 Burns Street, 6 Beach Hills, or 66 Castle Trace, or I have never been associated with any of these addresses.
I haven't been associated with any of them.
Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Auburn, Montgomery, Athens, Anniston, or none of the above?
Anniston.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 2800 Bimini Place, 3847 Second Avenue East, 6510 Grand Arbor Lane, 69 Woody Lane, or I have never been associated with any of these addresses.
69 Woody Lane.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No.
Are you filing for disaster unemployment assistance?
No.
Have you worked since the last time you filed?
Uh, But I didn't get it. So I got a job.
So you have worked since?
I mean, last time I filed, I didn't get it. They didn't give it to me, so I went straight to work.
The question was, have you worked since the last time you filed?
Yes, I guess, yeah.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Was the work you performed with the same employer you reported on your last claim?
No.
And your last day worked?
The 7th, February 7th.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
And what was your last job title?
Store picker. I pick groceries at a warehouse.
You said store picker?
Yeah, I pick groceries at a warehouse. What's the problem? Yeah, they call it pickers.
Are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Mm-mm.
And what was the name of the last employer?
Unify, UNFI.
Sunfire Biotechnologies.
Say it again.
Sunfire Biotechnologies.
Would say no.
That's not it.
No, it's just called Unify. Unify Foods.
It's not pulling up in the system. Do you have their address?
I'm even at home right now, so I'm in the text though, but no. No, I don't. Not really in my hand right now.
And where was Unified located?
Anniston, Alabama.
Anniston, Alabama.
Yeah.
1450 Commerce Boulevard.
Something like that.
Do you know their phone number, sir?
Not by heart. I might just have to call you back when I got that information. I ain't got the number or the address.
I'm looking it up, sir.
It used to be Super Value, but they changed the name Super Value to Unify.
This number here had is 256-235-3450.
That probably will work. Because we only really had a stat line to call. We really didn't have no options.
Okay. You say your last day work was?
On the 7th, last Monday.
Do you remember your start date?
It was like September 13th.
Countdown.
Yes.
Okay. Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work, vacation, sick, or holiday?
No, I think I get a one-day check this coming up Friday. For that Monday that I got fired, I worked that day.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
And the reason you're no longer working here?
They discharged me from my production. They wanted a 95% out of us picking and my percentage didn't average up to a 95%. They walked me out the door.
Do you know why they fired you?
My percentage, my production wasn't up to the par. They discharged me. Oh, they said I had to discharge you. She didn't.
So you know the name of the person who discharged you?
His name is Kevin. I don't know his last name. I got the supervisor's number who's over the place. He can tell you probably more.
Okay. What's that number?
Just had it. Oh God, I just had it. Nothing, I just moved it. Oh, my bad. Hold on, this is my phone. Can I put you on hold for 1 second?
Okay.
Hello?
Yes, sir. I'm still here.
Hello?
I'm still here, sir.
Okay. It is 256.
Mm-hmm. 235-3477.
Okay. And a dude named Bruce.
Bruce?
Was over there.
What did you do to try to try and resolve the problem prior to your discharge?
I tried to move faster, but it's impossible to go 95% working 15 hours.
Okay. Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yeah, no, yeah.
Yes?
Yeah, yes.
Okay. You have pen and paper.
Now, hold on. I got a pencil. Yeah. Yeah, I got something to write with.
The easiest way to remember your PIN, it'll be the last two digits of your social and the last two digits of the year you were born.
Five, three, eight, two.
Yes, sir.
You got it.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov. Okay, and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time. Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks to begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file by internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama, spelled all the way out, .gov. And if you file by telephone, the telephone number you should call each week is 1-800-752-7389.
Gotcha.
Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed. Could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call our inquiry line at 1-800
361-4524. Gotcha.
Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. Okay, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
That's it.
Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. You have a blessed day.
You too.